I want to go to Bill's case away from the systemic again, just to take a little breath here.
Okay. This is a 74-year-old man who underwent in the fall of 2003 a diverting colostomy for diverticulitis. After he was recovering, he was noted to have some worsening renal function with a creatinine of 2.2 and was referred to a nephrologist. The nephrologist ordered a renal ultrasound which showed bilateral renal masses. Bilateral renal biopsies both revealed clear cell carcinoma. In June of 2004, he underwent a laparoscopic cryosurgical ablation of the renal mass on the side that had the smaller tumor. And then 6 weeks later, in late July of 2005, he underwent a laparoscopic left radical nephrectomy, and pathology revealed a 7-centimeter clear cell carcinoma confined to the kidney with negative nodes. His creatinine rose to around the 3.0 range. He's been subsequently followed asymptomatic. He has required some erythropoietin therapy, and his creatinine is stable at 3.3. He had a recent MRI of the abdomen that was negative. And he's basically asymptomatic and carries on his normal activities.
Dr. Vogelsang, can you comment on this and the whole issue of nephron-sparing surgery?
How big was the cryoablation tumor? Was it fairly small? Sounds like it was pretty
small. It was the smallest tumor, yes.
Yeah, I mean, this man is at risk for hyperfiltration renal failure, and laparoscopic nephrectomy probably depends on the location. 7-centimeter is hard, but we should be thinking more and more about trying to spare the renal function. Andy Novick's plenary presentation at the Society of Urologic Oncology was very good. He said, you know, this, we as oncologist internists have to think about the long-term implications of a person with a creatinine of 2 to 3 like this. This man, if he does develop metastatic disease, is going to have a complicated and difficult course. It's going to be hard to treat him well.